Time now for Steve's Fairy Tales. Steve?
Thank you, Morag. Well, boys and girls, today's fairy tale is called, The Story of Wally. Once upon a time, there was a man named Wally who had moved here because he wanted to live in a democracy where the majority rules. What he didn't realize is that the majority is also unemployed. Wally said he was tired of being underpaid, and having no job certainly rectified that. Not only did Wally have no job, he also had no training, so he didn't even know what kind of work he was out of. His landlady suggested he become an astronaut since he was taking up space. When Wally rejected that, she suggested he become one of her tenants by paying his overdue rent. When Wally rejected that, he had to listen to the rest of her suggestions from the sidewalk. What Wally really wanted was a job that would let him sit around all day with coffee and Twinkies. But he hated the weather in Ottawa. Then he read in the paper that the local museum was looking for someone to stand in the hall and amuse the children. And Wally was desperate enough to take it. He told them, "I don't care where in the hall I work, or what in the hall I do, or how in the hall I get paid, as long as it's not in Whitewall." Well, they hired Wally to dress up as a seagull and play with the kids in the hall for very small wages. But then, it's like I hardly ever say, hall work and low pay makes Wally a gull toy.